All right, anyway, but thank you. Okay, that's so today we're trying to finish this sugya. And I think we'll take a break. My wife told me a Pesach joke. A Pesach joke that she said that the husband comes home and tells the wife, "Can I help you for Pesach?" She says, "The biggest help you can help me is just stay out of my way. Go yeshiva and learn." Okay. Comes back 2 hours later. He's home again. He said, "What are you doing home?" He says, "Well, I should help you so much." You know, so much. You know, anyway, okay. All day I have to help you. All right. Anyway, so let's get back to this Gemara. So the Gemara we had in this Gemara, very, very strange Gemara. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, remember myself, that the son, that there's a machloikas in the Braisa, Chinatanakama and Rabbi Yaisi, where the son's allowed to be malakate when the father is halachically an usher. Because he's really in Metzias, he's an Ani. When he got the field, B'toyras Shlish, he gets a portion of the field. And therefore, now he's halachically considered an usher. So it's his son allowed him to malakate. So the Tana Kama says no. And Rabbi Yaisi says yes. Pashup Shat in Rabbi Yaisi is that even though apparently it is eventually going to the father, that's at least it seems, even Rashi seems to say that, because Rashi says that the Gemara's cash is that the father is stealing, not that the son's stealing. Apparently at the end of the day, it comes to the father, either because his father is kind of, or because the kid gives it to the father, it's not clear. But the shaila is, but in order to make that it's mutter, you have to make it two steps. The first it goes to the son, and then at least halachically, even if it there's a step in the middle, but it goes from the son to the father. So the Gemara says it's bishma of Yisrael. Yisrael holds it's deraisa. The katan has chia deraisa. So then it's very good. It's obviously two steps. The first step is deraisa, it goes to the son. Second step is rabbana or misakein. The rabbana or misakein. Seemingly, then it goes to the son. It goes to the son, not, but if you, or but if you say it's drabanan, so then it shouldn't be two steps. Mimele, it doesn't make sense. When Rashi says, keep it dry, so let's say it's clear, nimsa of the geizo es aniyah. Rashi's language is very unclear. Why is it considered gezo as aniyim? He seems to be the emphasis, the simple mashmalos of Rashi's lashon, is not so much because it's two steps, but because it's not a real kinyan. That's what it really sounds like. Since me deraisa, let's say it's clear. So it comes out that you weren't kinda. So the katan wasn't really kinda. So how can you take it away from the aniyim? Granted, the katan is allowed to be malakeit, but he's only going to make a kinyan drabanan, or not a real kinyan. So now, it has me in a deraisa level, like the katan wasn't kinda. And so therefore, and so how do you give it to the father? The father can't take the leket, only if he got it from the son, but the son, the deraisa, doesn't have it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara said it must be the Yosef Deraisa. So he asked the kasha that we have a braisa. I mean, it's a Mishnah, I'm sorry. That Metzias Chereshayt V'Katan. So the Tanakhama says, Gezo, Midei Darkei Shalom. Rav Yosef says, Gezo Gomer. Amar Rav Chizda is only Gezo Gomer Midei Breyem. What's an Afghamina? So the Gemara's kasha is since it's still me derabanan. So memele, it can't. How can it take away from the aniyim who have a kinyan deraisa? So the Gemara answers that the aniyim are miyayish. Abaye says because this is like I was thinking about we asked Akasha that it's circular, so it's probably not circular. You know, there's we say why is the sun allowed because of the miyash? Then why the miyash? Because the sun's there, so that's circular. Because Rashi said the only shine was on the father, not on the sun. That the father's over Gezo. Apparently, on the sun, for some reason, there's no shine that the sun's over Gezo. I don't know exactly why. Maybe because the sun's not chayv and gay, the katan.
Poor.
So, what?
They say he's poor. He's an ani, the katan. So why would he?
Because, but he's not allowed to have a kinyan. So he can't be malake.
I'm saying so he's poor, not.
But he's not allowed to be helped. Since me derais, he doesn't have a yad. Since me derais, he doesn't have a yad. So he's not allowed to be malake. So
I don't know if we call that gezel. I'm just saying maybe I'll say gezel. It's not, I would be called.
He's legally not allowed to malake. I don't know. But the Maisa Rashi said that the only problem of gezel was Rashi said the problem of gezel was on the father. So then it's, and he's a gabi of the father. That was Maris Kasha. The nimsa of it goes on him. So then Abaya's answer is good. The sun goes down. The sun's not worried about Gezo. The sun, Mimele, now the aniyim are miyayich. So Mimele, the father, doesn't have a problem with Gezo anymore.
Rashi says, by Yilaki b'nei acharav, mutal of noishal poil im anihu lulkait acharavid.
I understand.
Who's in money? Who? That's the father? Or that's the son?
No, that's the son. But I just don't know. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is asking if the son doesn't have, that would work out if the son has chia deraisa. The Gemara is asking if the son only has chia derabanan, so his kinyan can't knock out the aniyim. So the Gemara asks, is gather for the father? I don't know why it's not gezer for the son, but okay. Anyway, so that was a bias. And then they want to say gasha that chimutu la'adam the harbitz aris oksadai because they share aniyah v'yivrachon. In other words, the father is having the son go down, so that's also. And I'm a rabba. Rabba answered also sheino zayche kezayche. My time aniyim gupay on yicharei keichid tichagridu tuga benayu basrayu. So it's not pshat that every ani in the world is nicharei and every ani agrees. I don't think that's pshat. It's pshat is that the Rabbana made a takana. The Rabbana made a takana that over here, even though Rashi says, Abi she'en a katan schia, b'mogam acher, kan asu gezeicha. So here they made it like a higher level of zeicha. Let's be Rabbana. Because Yaniyim Gufayel Nichale by Takanta, the Agule do. So since Yaniyim are Nichale, so the Rabbanan are ready to make such a Takana. They're making a Takana because it's good for everybody.
So why Lamai said, why do we have to add this whole idea of Asu She'enu Zelche Kezelche? Why can't we just stay with what we said before? You have a Kasha that I'm putting a line in front of the field? I'm not, because, you know, the Yaniyim want it. I mean, whatever it was before, yeah, why can't you stay with that and just add this thing that the aniyim are mafkirit, you know, so when they're hired, they'll be able to do the same thing.
Okay, I don't know. It could be that that's a good question, but it could be that once we're saying this, you don't need that. You know, there may be. Maybe, you know, you're assuming that whatever we said before was easier. Maybe whatever we said before was zaychik, because it was mikayach hachroch. But once you come up with this svara that the aniyim are agreeable, then we're just maybe we're answering the kasha simpler that the rabbanim made a takana that the katan is kinda that's straighter. You know that might be easier. Without this svara, the rabbanim wouldn't make a takana. Now the rabbanim have a right to make a takana. So the most you're saying let them make a takana that you're allowed to put the lion in the field there. And then they'll be miyayish. Just say straight, you made a takana that the katan is kinda. That's like maybe simpler.
Obviously, if they made this takana, it's no longer putting a lion over there. It removes it. Once you say, yeah, that Daniim Gufa, you are happy with that. I mean, we're basically upgrading.
You're working with the system. You have to come out to the daichik that the aniim are miyayish. Right? That was Abaya's answer was not so pasha that the aniim are miyayish. It becomes like once we come up with this svara that the rabbanan are allowed to do this because the aniim are nichale, so then you don't that's easier than what you said before. I would assume you would still need a takana because it's not like every single ani is nichale. We're just saying that most on the Emarnichale is Rabbana make a takana. So you see what you would always need a takana. Okay, anyway. So what comes out in the Gemara is we said yesterday, just to summarize, and I want to get to Shita Mikubetis. It sounds like there are four levels. There's the Tanakama in Rav Yaisi. Second Rav Yaisi, who says that it's gezel mishum darkei shalom, and if someone takes it away from him, we're not moisi b'dayanim, which is in other words, it's just he's allowed to take it, but the company is allowed to take it, but it's we wouldn't even go to court to get it back from someone else. Someone grabs it from the company, it's not. Came out. It's not even a geneva from the katan because the katan doesn't really have any kinyan. Just the katan is allowed to keep it, but if you grab it from the katan, then you're not moisi midayanim. The next level is that if you grab it from the katan, you're moisi midayanim because on a drabbanon level, it's considered belongs to the katan, but still, it's only on a drabbanon level. And therefore, since it's only a drabbana level, it would not be able to knock out the aniyim from leket. The third level is this thing is also sheino zeichen kezeichen. And then there's a fourth level of deraisa. And we're not sure. I think I assumed yesterday that Hefker, Bez, and Hefker would be the fourth level, not the third level, which is could be the sheet that says, not like me. But that's what I was assuming. And Hefker, Bez, and Hefker that's already deraisa. I thought that also Shena Zeiche Kezeiche is not Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. That's what I thought. But there's some level that there's that also Shena Zeiche Kezeiche. So you're strong enough. So when you're the katan is kinda, he's strong enough to push out the aniyim, because us the shein is zaychek is zaychek. Okay, so there's some kind of level in the Gemara. The Gemara is like making, and it's hard to understand, no, because we already had a kinyan derabanan that Rav Yaisi says that it's mamish, it's a real kinyan derabanan. That if you go to court, the Bezdin will go to court to enforce. And yet the Gemara holds that kinyan derabanan cannot knock out the aniyim's kinyan because they're deraisa. So you make a stronger kinyan derabanan. Like what are you doing? So it's still only a kinyan derabanan, right? That's why I think that's what we have to see in the Shita. What is the Gemara's answer? Of also Shaina Zaycha Kazaycha is not clear. We already, Rav Yossi says, his lashon is, Gezel Gomor midevreya. Right? Gezel Gomor. Rav Yossi said, Gezel Gomor. Rav Chisda says, Gezel Gomor midevreya. So it's already Gomor. It's midrabanan, it's 100% his. It's just midrabanan. And even though midrabanan is 100% his, it's Gezel Gomor. The Gemara feels that cannot knock out the Aniyim. So what can you go over and beyond Gezel Gomor? You can't go over Gezel Gomor unless you're jumping to a deraisa. But in Pashut Pshat, they're not jumping to a deraisa. They're just, you know, they're just saying, also Shaino Zoyche Gezoyche.
Maybe Zoyche doesn't mean that he doesn't have possession. It means Zoyche in the Matnas Aniyim. It means he's zoicha. He really doesn't have a zechus and manas aniyim, but now we're able to give him the zechus and manas aniyim.
I don't know. A parshat pshat, you know, Rashi says, "Ava pisha ain't a katan zchiyah b'makom acher kan asug zoicha." So it's talking about the katan, not the father. And it sounds like that Rashi's saying that right. They gave him. It doesn't. Not because it, I don't think. That they gave him a higher level of zechia.
Not a great
opinion.
Does
not mean that it says Ava b'she'ein a katan zechia b'makom acher. Why is it does that zechia? I Rav Yossi says it's Gezel Gomor, but since it's Derabanan, so that's not called the real zechia. Can asug zeicha. So what does that mean? How can you? What does it mean asug zeicha? The Maisa. It's still Derabanan. There's already Gezel Gomor.
Yeah, but not Lagavi the Manas Aniyim. He never had a Zuchus in the
Manas Aniyim. That's what Rashi says, but I don't see it. Rashi don't say anything about Manas Aniyim.
Rashi doesn't say that he's taking a greater level of Kenyan.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. Rashi does say take a greater level of Kenyan. Rashi says, Ava b'she'ein ha'gotten z'chiyah b'makom acher. We don't have a level of z'chiyah. Can asu gezeicha? So they're giving it a higher level of zechia.
By manas aniyim.
By the case is manas aniyim, but the lumdus is that's a higher level of zechia. So I just don't know what that lumdus is. It's not just my problem. We'll see in the shita, but that's the in other words, if Rav Yossi wouldn't have said Gezel Gomor. So, okay, so it's, you know, you said it's some kind of higher level. But Rav Yossi said it's Gezel Gomor, except that it's Midrabanan. So Midrabanan, we view it as Gezel Gomor. So you can't view it more than Gezel Gomor. You can't, you know what, we view it as double Gezel Gomor. You know, you can't be more than Gezel Gomor. There's no such thing. Gezel, Rav Yossi Amar Gezel Gomor. Amar Rav Chisda, Gezel Gomor Midivreya. So this is still Gezel Gomor Midivreya. Now this is more than Gezel Gomor Midivreya. What does that mean? Right? Right? That's the Gemara, besides the Kasha we asked yesterday, the Steer in Rashi and Gittin. But Nineyu Bey.
In Gittin Daf Lamed, Rashi says, Asoiches Apoil Yolakid Benoy Achrav, the Afalpi She'ain Zechia Lakotan. He's going on that case, a su kizoicha, ubekulan. In other words, he seems to be going on that, making him zoicha in the zach.
I don't know. I'm very minayu bay. Let me, I don't know what he's talking about over there. you're not gonna get me. I'm sorry.
I think it was Rebbe who started with the Gittin Gemara. So okay. I'm saying it's not so okay. Off. I'm saying it's not.
Anyway, no, I'm let's see I'll look at the sheet. But you people, you hear the problem a little bit. In other words, the Rav Yossi already said Gezel Gomor. So and Rav Chisda the same is Gezel Gomor Devrayim. So the word Gomor means 100%. So it means that Midrabanan. We view it 100% as if it's yours. And yet the Gemara felt that that's not strong enough to knock out the Aniyah because they're deraisa and you're only Drabanan. So even though you're 100% deraisa Drabanan, but 100% Drabanan can't knock out a deraisa. So So we say, well, we made it, but then you made it because Zaycha. But you can't make it more than 100%. But it's still only Midrabanan. So, all right. So I say, have to be, we made it as if it's Daraisa. I don't know what that means. Okay, so let's see the Shita. So I don't know which one we should start with. What time we got here? Okay, well, let's start with the second one. The second one's easier. First one's harder. So the Ritva, okay, you people, you have the sheet, please. The Ritva says, Ritva cost of Hazada Shino. Rava Amar also Shino Zaycha Kazaycha. Kalaimar, right? So we always know that whenever someone says Kalaimar, he's twisting the words. Right? I don't know why this is called twisting the words, but we'll see. He's twisting the words. I'm not sure. I read it already. What I think he says, I don't see why it's twisting the words. That's why I'm just making we didn't read it yet, but I'm adding that for the future, that we'll have to come back why it's a Kalaimar. Kalaimar Masnisen, other Masnisen Rav Yaisi. La'olam Masnisen Kerav Yaisi. Huh? Oh, that's already something different. Masnisen goes like Rav Yaisi. Oh, see, that's already, I didn't know that.
That we already said in Abaye. Already Abaye in his answer, he was already saying that Rav Yaisi and our Mishnah were in sync.
Right, Rashi said that Rav Yaisi Nami Kitana the Dun Sfirine. In other words, our Tana has to hold its Durabanan because whatever. So, because our Tana has to hold like Shmuel. Shmuel only works out in Durabanan. So, so he's saying, because it's only Midrabanan, and therefore in our Mishnah, the reason why it goes, the Katan is kind of Midrabanan, it goes to the father because of Maritza like Shmuel, and it's Kalamar, Oinam Asizin Grav Yaisi. The time is Rav Yaisi. La Mishum the Katan, Yesh was Chiyam in Atayra. And as he has on Midrabban. Pirish Rashi. But also as I called him, She'eno Zayche min Adin, Kidehu Zayche. They made the Katan, who is not supposed to be Zayche, as if he's Zayche. Where did Rashi say that? Abish ain't a cotton's chia b'makom acher, asu gezeiche. That's pretty much what Rashi's saying. It's going on the cotton, not the father, because they made the cotton like a zeiche, and then they made it. Cotton gives it to a father.
Rabbi learning zechia means metzias. That doesn't mean matnas aniyim. Rabbi learning zechia here means. Matzias.
The chia means that he's kinda. He has the right to be kinda.
Matzias
and power to be zaycha.
Not manas. Okay.
B'yeshik showed up. Saiv. Chia the katan zemi drabayru. The heichi mafkia mides chia sani and the alma shimin atayra. Oh, so that's the kasha. In other words, what did Rabbanan do? What did they do? We already had Rav Yaisi said Gezel Gabor. Our kasha was, but it's only Drabanan. Well, this is a super Gezel Gabor. This is super duper duper. But it's as long as it has the problem of Drabanan, so you have the same problem. Right? That's his kasha. The side of Schia the God is Amid Rabbanan. The Echim Afgimi, they Schia Sanim, the Amashim at Tyra.
Zechia Daniyim means surely minus Aniyim, right?
No, I don't agree with you.
Zechia Saniyim, Zechia Saniyim.
No, I don't agree. There's nothing to do with Aniyim here. It happens to be by Aniyim, but the Zechia, when we discuss the Zechia Katan Zemi Drabanan, is because a Katan has Zechia Drabanan. Therefore, since he's a Katan, and a Katan Zechia is only Drabanan, when he's Zoicha and it's Leket, it's only Drabanan. But of course, we're talking about the Leket. That's the case. But the reason why it's Drabanan is nothing to do with Leket. Leket is irrelevant and immaterial. It's Drabanan because it doesn't have a Yad.
It's Zechias Gedolim. It's not because Aniyim, Zechias Aniyim, it's Zechias Gedolim. It's Tamazoi. He doesn't have a right against Gedolim.
No, Hechim Mavki Zechias Aniyim. That is correct. The question is, The question is, if it's Hefker, if what we saw in the Maram Shes, if it's a Davar Shel Hefker, so no one owns it, and then the Rabbanan come along and say that we're giving a Kinyan de Rabbanan to the Katan, so that's no problem, because when they gave the Katan that Kinyan de Rabbanan, it's not taking away from anyone else. And then somehow or another, that Kinyan Drabanan stops anyone else from coming along and taking it. Because you can't take it because it's Drabanan and it belongs to the Katan. So that's fine. But by Leket, since the Aniyim already own it, that's what the Maram Shif said is the problem in the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara said that Rav Yossi, the Gemara thought that Rav Yossi only worked out if it's Daraisa, is because since the Aniyim already own this Leket, if you want to knock out the Aniyim and give it to the Katan, you need a Kinyan Deraisa. That was the Gemara's assumption. You can't have a Kinyan Derabanan, which can knock out Aniyim, who already are Kaina. So therefore, the Gemara thought that it must be that the Katan is Kaina, need Deraisa. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, but we know Rav Yossi holds that a Katan is only kind of midrabanan. So how can a Kinyan Drabanan knock out the Bidas Teresa of the other Aniyim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara, also Shein HaZoichek HaZoichek.
Nice. We gave him the same Zuchus that he was, that just like at the level of Hefker, wouldn't it be a problem? By this item, we gave him the zechus in it, even though he's not zeicha.
Also, I have no idea what you said. I'm sorry. The question is, it's not hefker. The reason why there's a mila of hefker is not because he gets a strength, because he's not fighting anyone. So you can't give him the mila of hefker. There's no such thing. You are fighting someone. You can't deny that you're fighting someone.
What if he has a zechus in it? What if we do give him the zechus in it? What if we do give him that level?
But the question is, but that zechus is fighting other people. And the Gemara's assumption is, but that was the Gemara's whole kasha. The Gemara's whole kasha before was that even though Rav Yossi says it's Gezel Gomer, But you can't use a Kinyan Derabanan to knock out a Zchus of Aniyim that they have a Zchus to Araisa.
So unless Rabba, I can give him the same Zchus, that's all I'm saying. I can give him that Zchus. There's a Zchus in Matnas Aniyim. I give him the same Zchus as the Aniyim do. That's what the Chacham upgraded. They didn't upgrade
his
opinion.
But he's only the Rabbanan. He can't. Okay. The Gemara's Kasha was that a Derabanan can't knock out a Deraisa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the question is, how in the world did the Gemara answer that Kasha? You can't deny that he's a Derabanan. And we already gave him a Gezel Gomer Midrabanan. We gave him the ultimate we could give him Midrabanan. So you can't do more than that. And before the Gemara, before Rava came along, the Gemara asks Akasha, very nice, you make it Gezel Gomer Midrabanan, but it's for it only Drabanan. How can the Rabbanan knock out the deraisa of the aniyim? So what does the Gemara answer? The Rabbanan made it, guys, made it like a zayche. We already made it zayche. Mitra Rabbanan could be said as gazel gomer. Okay, that's what he's asking. B'yeshek shorat. The size lives clear the garden zem. Mitra Rabbanan lo. Ve'eri mafkir mitayz chias aniyim the alma. How can this cotton be knocked out the aniyim who are in a tira? Okay. B'yesh apirishu b'taisis achreinis. I don't know why they're called taisis achreinis. Also, es aniyim da alma shalal zaku b'yazu kiro kvar zaku bav ifkirua v'bana shalpayim. Okay. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. That they made it, since we have a yisayid that the aniyim are happy with this, so we made it as if they were zayche. And there's the aniyim in the world, the mekin has some kind of quasi bitis because they have a right, but it's not yet theirs until they actually pick it up. So it's also that it's as if they already picked it up, and then they were mafkirit. Because that's what they want. So we made a takana that we view it as if they, the aniyim, were kaina and they were mafker.
Right. Really different reading of the words.
What?
It's a whole different reading of the words. Asa shena zocha kazocha is not going on the ani. It's going, I mean, it's not going on the kid. It's going on the aniyim of the world.
Right. It's a completely different. Right. Rashi says, Abi shena katan zuchia. So Rashi is beferish not like that. Rashi is saying that the katan is the but they're learning that no, you can't make the katan more than he is. So what we do is we make the aniyim more than they are, and then we say that the aniyim were mafkerit. The aniyim got more, and then they were mafker. And that's what he said. V'yeshu shapshayvus also, as aniyim the alma shows up as who kiru kvar zaycha ba. We view it as if the aniyim were zaycha. If they were zaycha ba, then it's deraisa, and then it's if kirua the bana shel paro. Now I don't really get this, but that's also midra bana. So why is it any better? So we had a gasha. How can this cotton take away from the kinyan deraisa that the aniyim have? So they say, well, we view it as if we can't view it as if the cotton has a kinyan deraisa because it doesn't have a kinyan deraisa. So we view it as if the aniyim were kaina and then they were masker. I mean, but so it's also only midrabana. So midraisa is not true. So the maisa, the drabanan, is taking away from a deraisa.
They're not taking away. They're manipulating it a little bit. But yeah. If you say that the katan is taking away from them, you know, they own it, the deraisa, and our drabanan are coming and attacking the deraisa. Over here, they're kind of just manipulating it already. They're saying that the deraisa will happen, and after that happens, Rabbanan will,
Well, because, but our PMS, the katans were in Zaychem, the deraisa, were in Zaychem. So you're the LPMS you're taking away from the aniyim's kinyan deraisa
because it never saying the kinyan deraisa will happen.
What?
We're just saying, you know, we're mocked in the kinyan deraisa. We're saying their kinyan deraisa, it's as if it's done already, and then we're adding
that, but it wasn't done. But you know, there's apparently they can't be masquerade unless they actually finish their kinyan deraisa. But in Maisa, it wasn't really done. Their kinyan deraisa. They weren't malakin it. They weren't malakin it.
Yeah, but the Rabbanan can do a ke'ilu. The ke'ilu is that, it, you know, as if it happened already. To come and attack it directly, to say, you have a kinyan deraisa, I'm going to bring it to the Rabbanan, I'm going to take it away
from you. Also, as aniyim, the alma shel zachu v'yezu, ke'ilu zachu ba. Truly, I don't even know what you need there. Why can't they just be afkiru without ke'ilu zachu ba? I don't understand. By the chamushim, they weren't. We don't say kido zachlobah. They're just miyayish. So why can't Hefker can only work if there's Zachuba? There's Yish, maybe can work without Zachuba, but Hefker.
You can't be Mafker something you don't have.
Yeah, maybe. There's, even though Yish you could, but Hefker you can't. Okay, maybe. So you have to say Ki'ilu Zachuba b'Kiru. So my problem is, but it's only a Ki'ilu. So it's only a Ki'ilu. So it's not true. So it's still the Rabbanan is going against the Deraisa. Mi Deraisa is it's not true. It's not what happened. So mi Deraisa it still belongs to the Aniyim because they weren't Zaychabon, they weren't Mafker.
Ezrin can do whatever they want to do. I don't understand.
Because the Gemara's Hokasha was predicated on that Ezrin cannot do whatever they want to do. The Gemara's Hokasha was. The Gemara's whole kasha was that the Rabbanon cannot go ahead and give it to the katan against the aniyim ba'alma. The Rabbanon want to give it to the katan because they want the katan to have a yad, but they can't make a din to Rabbanon against a deraisa. So that's the premise of the Gemara, that Gemara's whole kasha is that no, the Rabbanon cannot do whatever they want. Rabbanon have to be worried about Gezo. So and they can't go ahead and make a din de Rabbanon to go against a din de Raisa.
Right, because we can't have a system. Gezo. We can't
then
have a system.
Then they say, we make a Ki'ilu, but it's also a din de Rabbanon against a din de Raisa, because it's only a Ki'ilu.
Because once we take away their act, whatever that is, but if the Rabbanon are allowed to do whatever they want to do, when it's not one system versus another system. In other words, it's not one mechanism ended up fighting against another mechanism. They're not hitting head on anymore. Once I take that Aniyim and say that we went ahead and you no longer have the Zechus in it or the Bailus, or it's given over, whatever that is, now there's no more confrontation anymore. If it's a confrontation, then a big problem. So we're removing the confrontation aspect of it.
Okay, I hear, but I don't necessarily know if I agree. In other words, you're making a chiddik, but I don't know if that's a chiddik that makes for a chiddik. You know, you're saying a difference between direct and indirect or whatever. Okay, maybe, but I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's go further. So then he says, he doesn't like it. And it appears Rashi Iker. How can a Drabana take off with his Raisa? Hold on, Milsahi. So Kaimelon, Hefker Bez and Hefker. Because Gain Hoko, the Nihil and Ian the Amo, Capricious Vaso. Hey, Machlu, Schusa made so Bona Jose. So what is he saying? He's saying when the Gemara says also, the Gemara uses this lashon of also Shana Zeichen, Gezeichen, they mean Hefker Bez and Hefker. So why didn't the Rabbeinu Paris and the Rush say that? That's such a simple answer.
The Gemara should have used the normal phrase, no?
Right. In other words, Hefker Bezin Hefker is a deraisa. Hefker Bezin Hefker is mamish mi deraisa. So it's mamish deraisa, in other words, the Gemara is not saying. Gemara should have said, right, Hefker Bez and Hefker. The apparently they learned also means it's Midrabanan. Also Shaina Zaychek is Zaychek. But not Hefker Bez. Hefker Bez and Hefker is stronger than also Shaina Zaychek is Zaychek.
How does Hefker Bez and Hefker work?
Hefker Bez and Hefker is that the Torah gave the Chazal the power to be to change, to take away someone's bias and to give someone else bias. Two things. They can make something hefker and they can give new bias to someone else. Then they become, they have the owner, the rights to do whatever they want when it comes to mominus. There's certain powers that Bezdin have. Like even in American law, right? If there's such a thing as we can go ahead and confiscate your property. If there's this view, we want to make a road. So the city They confiscate your property. The city needs it. So hefker bezin hefker means that they got the rabbanan have the right to take away your property, make it hefker. And according to most people, it also means that they can give it to somebody else. There's two steps. They can take hefker bezin hefker, just literally means we make take away your property from you and make it hefker. But most people, it's a rekiva eger somewhere in Kedushin, that hefker bez and hefker, in one of the cases that the Gemara uses it, is not enough to make it hefker. You have to also give it to the other person so that they, the same logic, just like they can confiscate property, midiraisa, and it's totally not yours, they can also give it to the other person. For example, that was the in the standard Gemara in Suvis. Call Mekash, I died to Rabbanan Mekash. You know, how can Rabbanan go ahead and be Iker the Kedushin? So it's Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker Bez and Hefker means that they make that the money did not belong to the husband. So therefore, she's not married. Tena Kiddush Bekasba, because yeah, Hefker Bez and Hefker, I think Taisa says, Rashi says, because so that it's not his money. But there's also hefker bez and hefker not only takes it away from you, but also gives it to you. For example, one of the days we had, I think Rav Akiva Eiger says it's a samach lekas recently in two the shinies in the Gemara. But we had in the last in the sugya Dawud Amis that Dawud Amis works by get where also works by Dawud Amis. So everyone asks, how can get Dawud Amis be kind of get? The get, you need to be with the Gereshas Midaraisa. You can't just be with Gereshas Midarabana. Otherwise, it's an Isser Midaraisa, it's still an Eshes Ish. So at least some of the Rishayim said, because they do Hefker Bez and Hefker, and they make the Dawud Amis your Chatzar, that you mamish own it. And now you're kind of the get midaraisa because it gets in your chutzner. It gets mamish in a chutzner in a real ownership. That's a real get daraisa. So I think some of the Rishonim said that. I think the Ran said that. I don't remember anymore. So that's clearly saying that hefker bezin hefker doesn't only take it away, even though the words are just hefker bezin hefker, that they can make it hefker. But you see that they also make it belong to somebody else, right? That's what the words have. There's in my recollection in Gittin. There a Kiva Eger, the Gemara. I think it was Gittin, and that's his Kedushin. But I think it's Gittin. Where I was like, Asha, how do we know Hefker Bez and Hefker? Was that Kedushin? Gittin or Kedushin? Maybe it's Kedushin. How do we know Hefker Bez and Hefker? And they brought two rayas. So Rekiva Eger, or it might have been Rav Shlomo Eger, but in the regular, in the Fidush Rekiva Eger, he brings that, it's a very nice yeshivish piece, that the Gemara brings two different shinies from the Psukim. One is that the heads of the Shevet could divide Eretz Yisrael. So how they divide Eretz Yisrael for the Ketanim, and I forgot what the other raya was. So he said, the Rekiv Eger said that one pasuk is only a raya to prove that they can take it away from you. But the other pasuk proves even that you can give it to them. So he wants to say that that's why the Gemara is two to shyness, because it's a machlokes, whether Hefker, Bez, and Hefker can give it to you or just take away from you. Rekiv Eger said such a thing. But anyway, but the standard shot is Hefker Bez and Hefker can give it to you. So what he's saying here is that the Rabbanan made a Hefker Bez and Hefker. So they take it away from the Aniyim and they give it. I don't know so much they take it to the Aniyim. They don't have to take away to the Aniyim. They just have to give it to the Katan. Now there's a Katan. The Katan's Kenyan of the Raisa, the Kenyan. Once the katan's kinyan is deraisa, the memeda pushes out the other aniyim.
So why is it called gezel midivrei then?
Gezel mi devrayim means if you take it from the katan, you're
only
gezel mi devrayim. But that's not by the leket case.
If we just gave it to him with the raisa, if we just gave it to him on a midaraisa level, then if I take it away from him, I should be over gezel gomer.
You are over gezel gomer. By the leket case, if you would go ahead and take it away, according to this Ritva's answer, if you would go ahead and take away the leket from the katan, not from the father, from the katan, you'd be over gezel deraisa.
But it says, Rav Chisda says it's gezel gomer.
Because Rav Chisda was not talking about leket.
Yeah, of course, that's the case. We're talking going on.
No, Rav Chisda is not talking about leket. Rav Chisda is talking about dam.
He's talking about metzia.
It's a regular katan. It's all about the regular katan. So when a regular katan does a metzia, it's only gezel gomer midevrayim. But, okay. What I would be curious, I mean, I don't have the svarim here. If there's anyone who's able to go in the middle, you know, that would be, you know, like as far as like the Tifa Lumdas, it would sound like, I have to do a little research. You know, if you wanted to find where the Lumdas of the Sugya would be, if you could go in the middle, in other words, The Rush and the Rabbeinu Peretz are tiding that since it's only midrabanan, you can't be more gezel gomer than gezel gomer. It's drabanan, drabanan. And they did not like, say, hefker bez and hefker, because like when I Rabbi said, it doesn't say hefker bez and hefker. It just said asu shein azayche gezayche. It would be hefker gomer. If you hefker bezin hefker, you wouldn't call it ainah zayche. It's hefker bezin hefker means you are zayche. We made it yours. It's mamish yours. It's not a suu ainah zayche gezayche. Sounds like you're really not a zayche. So they didn't like hefker bezin hefker. So they tied it. So it's no, you can't be better than a gezel gomer midrabanan. The Ritva says, okay, it's Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. The Shaida, that would be very interesting, which I'd have to look around, but as always, time doesn't allow it, because I think, but I would suspect, you know, you never know, but I would suspect that you'll find some Rishon that will go in the middle here. That even though that there are different targets in gezel gomer midevrayim. That would be very interesting.
In terms of looking for, like what Rebbe said, like the Tifa Lumdas, why isn't figuring out Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rush, Rebbe's kasha on them that has
that also would be an interesting shiner, yes. That's also
that also sounds Lumdas, right?
Yes.
Like Shmuel was trying to say it. Yeah.
Yes, that's also, there seems to be, you know, potential. If people want to work out your over Pesach.
Why is Rebbe making two steps? Why don't say that the Hefker Bezin has an only going in the Aniyim, and now he gets it. He gets it at that
Hefker
level.
Hefker Bezin doesn't go on the Parship Shat. It doesn't go on the Aniyim. It makes the words of the Gemara is Asu She'eino Zayche
Kezayche. That's him. That's going on the board.
Jimmy. It doesn't. If it's going on the Aniyim, it would say Asu Zaychem Ke'enen Zaychem. It means it's going on the katan. That pshat is like this. The katan, if the katan would be have a kinyan deraisa, so then everybody agrees that his kinyan deraisa knocks out the other aniyan's kinyan deraisa. Because even though the aniyan have a kinyan deraisa, but their kinyan deraisa is contingent on them getting it first. So if somebody else with a kinyan deraisa who's an ani gets there before them, so that knocks them out. So what the Gemara is saying, also the katan who is an Eino Zayche, not talking about the other Aniyim, also the katan who is an Eino Zayche, they took the katan who is an Eino Zayche and they turned the katan into a Zayche. Memele, he knocks out the other Aniyim. That's what they're saying. Now the question is, How did you turn the katan into a zoicha? He's only a drabanan. So the Ritva is saying they made it hefker bez and hefker, and they made the katan into a deraisa. So the katan is a deraisa. Memeila, the other aniyim get knocked out. Because aniyim get knocked out when somebody with different ani comes first and gets a deraisa, because she has a stronger deraisa. So the stronger deraisa knocks out the weaker deraisa, or the deraisa is contingent. I don't know exactly how it works.
The Ritva says here, this in the Ritva, the lashon of it, al pirush Rashi ikur u deka amid hechi paka zechia daniim da alma. We could take away their zechus. Nothing to do with the child.
Okay, but I don't believe that's you're reading it right. I'm sorry. Because you can't not read the Gemara. The Gemara says I hear your point. You have a valid point. I like that. Valid point. But I think I have a more valid point. Because it says also she'ena zayche gezayche. The lashon is the ena. They made an ena zayche gezayche. They didn't make a zayche ke'ena zayche. So therefore, what you have to read it, and I think it reads fine, is the kasha was that since the katan is only derabanan, so a kinyan derabanan of the katan cannot knock out the other aniyim because they're deraisa. Teretz says, Hefker Bez and Hefker makes this ani, this katan deraisa. That's how we use. We use Hefker Bez and Hefker. If I said Hefker Bez and Hefker is used all over Shas in two ways. Hefker Bez and Hefker is used in Shas to take away, but it's also used all over Shas to give the person. So Hefker Bez and Hefker, not to the aniyim. Hefker Bez and to the katan. He's only drabanan. So how can he be mafkia the tchiv ani in the alma? Teretz says that hefker bez and hefker, and therefore his kinyan is a deraisa. I think that's how you have to read it. That's what I think. Okay, anyway, but it's an interesting thing. So it comes out, just to summarize, and then we can go home, that we have many, many interesting levels. You know, I like levels, because levels, each level has a different avon. In other words, the Tanakama of Rav Yossi has a level that the Rabbanan arm is sacking, that you're allowed to take it, but if someone else takes it from you, we're not Moitzi Badayanim. I don't know, that needs Havana, and what kind of bias is that? If it's a bias, then why aren't you merge it from Dayanim? I don't know what that's also very strange. The Tanakhama of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says it's Gezel Gomer, but Mita Rehim. So that I understand. That means you have a Mita Rabbanan, you have a full fledged bias, but it's only Mita Rabbanan. Mita Rabbanan, you have a 100% bias. But the Rabbana did not evoke Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. And since they did not evoke Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, it remains only a bias Rabbana. And a bias Rabbana cannot knock out a bias Teraisa. And then there's this higher level of Osu Sheina Zeiche Kezeiche, that we do Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. And the katan's bias is not just a bias derabanan. The katan's bias is a deraisa bias, because hefker bez and hefker is already has the halachas of a deraisa.
Rabbi, in Gittin, it says tam kulhu. It's the same reason for all of them. It can't be one is deraisa and one is not deraisa. At the end of the day, they all have to be on the same playing field, according to Rashi, certainly in Gittin, and according to the Mishnah over there.
Rashi and Gittin, we thought was shver. Because Rashi in Gittin, the Gemara here says clearly that this case is an exception to the rule because of the fact that the aniyim are agreeable because they want to have it themselves. So our Gemara in Baba Metzia is clearly saying that this is an exception. Rashi here says also it's an exception. So this is an exception. That's what it says here. The Rashi and Gittin, I don't know. That's also a sugya. Regretfully, all the Gittin Svarim have been moved and put away. I have no more Gittin Svarim in this base.
Well, the Lashon and the Ritva says we would make the Svara and the Kol Shekein Hacha the Nechel Hu Aniyim. It's Mashma that the Svara is there, but it's certainly when it's
Kutna Aniyim. No. That's not right. He's saying we make the Svara here, and it's because we have a motivation here. And especially we make it here because the Aniyim are agreeable. But even without that, it's only here. No. So I kind of have your basket, and therefore only over here. And especially since the Aniyim are Nicha, they were allowed to do that. Okay. Anyway, so all right. So we're going to stop in the middle. I'm supposed to say a shir on Chol HaMoed. I don't know on what. Anyone have a good suggestion?